You need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we are living in very, very exciting times. Is our guest available this morning? Is our guest here?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes.
Please go right ahead. Our gentleman this morning is from Europe. He's written a book on how the rich are destroying the earth. So I'm just going to I'll let you go ahead and pick up the story. They've overnighted a copy of your book to me. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, so I'm going to have to let you tell the story.
I hope you will have some time to read it, because it's always better. But the basic idea was to first say that there is a huge ecological crisis in our time, and it's really the most important thing, even more important than the economic crisis. The second thing is to understand that the capitalism has really changed in the last 20 to 30 years. That is, the fact that there has been a huge increase in inequality. There were rich people in the 70s or in the 60s, but their wealth has much increased in that date. And we are now in a situation where a small group of people and oligarchy really has a lot of power and a lot of money. And that the important thing, why? Because first they block the necessary evolution in policies by their political power, by their economic power, but also because they, by their way of life, which is very over-consumption, by their wasteful of material goods, of planes, of boats, of houses, of things, of luxury things, they draw a cultural model of overconsumption, which is imitated by all the society. And if we get back to the ecological crisis, the basic solution to prevent its deepening and to improve the situation is to decrease our material consumption and our energy consumption. And it will not be possible to do that if there is still that model, that cultural model of overconsumption by the hyper-rich. So we have to address the social situation in the same time as we want to address the ecological situation by reduce the great inequality in our time, first to change the cultural model of overconsumption in our society, but also to transfer the money from the rich people who waste it in material goods to things that will be useful for people, that is education, healthcare system, new agriculture, new culture, public transportation, and so on. That is things and activities which will be useful for the people and which will have much less impact on the environment.
Well, now tell me, how can you possibly take the money away from the rich and give it to the poor? Because the rich control the media, the rich control the military, the rich, through their tentacles, control the police, and there is no possible way, you know, because it's the rich who are pushing communism and socialism throughout the world to centralize more power in government, which they will control. How, it is a very idealistic idea to do this, but how can you do this without establishing a police state? And, of course, how can you be sure that police state won't be used against the common people by the very rich?
Yes. First, we have to do that in democracy and in freedom. And if you look at the present situation, you would look that the rich people and this oligarchy power, by the way, is weakening the democracy. So we have to get back to democracy, to get back power to the people to change the things. How we can do this? First, technically, it will be really to reverse the trend. I mean, look at what have done Mr. Reagan in the States, and then Mr. Clinton, and then Mr. Bush. They changed the law to diminish the taxes on the rich. You can, by the law, change or reverse that trend and put new taxes and change your fiscal system by a very democratic way. That's the first point. The second point is how you change the people in the democratic system to begin to there is something with ringing here. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Just go right ahead. We'll ignore it.
I get back very fastly. The political power is, by the way, but you begin to do it by elect Mr. Obama, who is really with another agenda, and one of his main measures is to put taxes on the people who earn more than $250,000. That's the beginning. And
the people who put Mr. Obama into power were the very, very rich and the wealthy. He had almost a billion dollars for his campaign. Certainly, we know about $750 billion. Much of it came from people of great wealth. Do you really think that they gave that money to Mr. Obama so that he would raise their taxes? Or is he going to say he's going to do that and then leave all sorts of loopholes? Because I'm almost 80 years old. Repeatedly, I've heard this talk about taxing the wealthy, and I always find out that what they end up doing is they increase the taxes on the middle class, and they leave the loopholes for the wealthy, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans here in the United States. How are you ever going to get around that as long as the wealthy are able to buy and sell the congressmen?
Yes, you're right. But Obama is better than McCain. That's very clear. And if you look at his program, it's really a change. I'm not sure it will be absolutely my agenda, and I'm not sure it is absolutely progressive agenda, but it is really, really a change in the direction, in the road to be taken. And that's the beginning. And of course, Obama is a very clever politician, and he understood that he had to make many compromises. And as you have highlighted very clearly, he made compromise to get money to be able to get to this power. And now the challenge would be on which forces will he be able to draw his force. If there is no pushing other people, if there is not a social movement, these young who organize to support him, if they give up now and let him alone, of course, he would be alone with the people who gave him the money to get to the power. So you are absolutely right. But it is
you hold a there, question. Hold there. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest this morning.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Mr. Kemp. He's touring the United States. He's from Europe. As you can tell from his accent, he has written a book. And perhaps correct me, how the rich are destroying the earth. Is that the correct title? Could you give the correct title?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how the rich are destroying the earth. And Mr. Kemp feels that, you know, that the solution is to tax the wealthy, put higher taxes on the wealthy, and really redistribute the wealth, as Mr. Obama has said, President-elect Obama has said he was doing. My comment was that certainly it was the rich who put him into power. I mean, they got him on the front page of Time magazine repeatedly. He had, well, the latest figures are he had about $730 million to run his campaign. Most of it came from the very wealthy. And so the question is then, how can we anticipate, or can we really anticipate, that Mr. Obama, who was put into power by people like Paul Volcker and Warren Buffett and George Soros, is really going to redistribute their wealth when no politician who's ever said they were going to increase the taxes on the wealthy has really increased them? Certainly Bush didn't, but then Reagan, gave us the biggest tax increase in all history. President Reagan told us he was going to cut the taxes on everybody and then raised the taxes on the common people by giving us the largest increase in Social Security and Medicare taxes, which is primarily on the lower class. The upper class doesn't pay those or pays a very, very minimal amount. So you please pick up your story. I'm wondering how we're going to be able to accomplish your ultimate goal.
Sorry, I didn't catch that last phrase.
Well, basically, how can we depend on Mr. Obama being honest? I mean, he said he's going to give us 95% of the population a tax decrease. He's going to cut the taxes for the common people and increase the taxes on the rich. But certainly with the massive deficits he's facing almost a $2 trillion deficit this coming year, how is he possibly going to cut the taxes on us common people? And then is he really going to increase the taxes on the rich, or is he going to give them loopholes like every other president has?
Oh, yes. I would not say it's only a question of taxes. It's a question of the collective wealth. And he will manage with the present economic crisis. And this economic crisis really has a big effect on the United States as a whole. I mean by that that the spending of your country is going to decrease. And it will be hard for everybody. But the question then is, who will pay the most of that reduction of the material consumption of this economic crisis? Would it be the poor people and the middle classes, or would it be the wealthy people? And that is where I think that Mr. Obama can make a difference. It's sure that if it would have been people like McCain, he would have trying to protect the richer. With Mr. Obama, and once again, if there is a push from the social movement, from the people in your country, he would try to make put the burden more on the wealthy people than on the poor people. And there is one other thing. The fact that the money that will be needed to try to buffer the economic crisis will be much more oriented to health system, to education, to this kind of spending, which have a good effect for the jobs and is good for the people.
Do you think that the government, the American government, because remember that we have a different set of laws here in America where we have a constitution and it doesn't give the government the right to provide for the health and the education of the American people. That should be taken care of at the state and local level. But you think we should have then an all-powerful federal government under Mr. Obama that will provide for the health and the education and welfare of the public?
I will not get in all the details of that first because I do not know exactly how your political system is working. So it would be not a good thing for me to pretend to explain that. But I would tell you that thing. We are really, and not only the United States, in a very historical situation. Once again, the ecological crisis is really important. It is of historical proportion. The economic crisis is also very important. It is probably the worst, at least, in the Second World War. And you have now a change in politics, because I do not pretend at all that Mr. Obama is perfect, and I agree with you that his access to power is very ambiguous because he was supported by many, many very rich people. But at the same time, it's clear that it's a change and it's an opportunity to change when you are confronting to that historical situation. And I do not know what will happen, but I just want to say that there is a possibility to go to a different track and to get out of this economic system, which is at the same time very unfair for the people, first for poor people, but also for a lot of the middle class people, but in an economic system which is also very destructive of the environment by the climate change, by the biodiversity, by the chemical contamination. And we have now the opportunity to change that system. And you can do it in your country, and I'm sure that it will be very important for the other country, because you know that the United States are very powerful and are a kind of a model for the other countries. And for example, in Europe, we are also in the same kind of problems. We have to change the power of the oligarchy, and we have to decrease our material consumption, and we have to go to a more ecological and social policy. And it will not be easy, but if there is a change in the United States in that direction, it will be easier for us also to do that. But once again, it will not happen from Washington, D.C. or from the top, even if the man at this place seems really better than it was before. But it will happen if the people are beginning to move and get involved in the politics. I mean, politics, not tricky politics, but politics of trying to influence the political leaders to push them in the right direction.
All right. Well, certainly we saw, though, recently here in the United States, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but there was a move on the part of both Mr. Obama and Mr. McCain, backing the President Bush, to actually transfer $700 billion to our banking industry and predominantly a $700 billion bailout for our banks. The mail that was going to our congressmen sometimes was running 99% against the bailout, and yet the majority of the congressmen eventually voted for it after they were bribed with $150 billion of goodies and gifts and all the other things that the government could offer them and threats and whatever. And so the majority of the Congress went along with a bailout of almost $700 billion, almost $1 trillion that were going to transfer to the banks and the insurance companies and the big corporations. Supposedly, somehow this is going to help the homeowners, but it's really not going to. People are going to continue losing their homes. When the vast majority of the people, I'm talking about 99% of the people in many congressional districts oppose the congressional bailout, pardon me, the government bailout of the big banks. How can we anticipate that we could trust those congressmen to do what was right? In fact, most of the congressmen who voted for the bailout of the big banks to help Wall Street rather than Main Street, most of them were reelected. How can we possibly change the system when we have congressmen who don't listen to their constituents?
By telling again and again and again that these congressmen have first to take care of the people who elected them.
Well, they did, and they took care of the people who elected them. They were the people of great wealth. They were not the common people.
Okay, it's also the same kind of situation in Europe. Do you know the money that was put on the table in Europe? It was more than 1,000 billions of dollars between France, Germany, UK, Italy, Spain. It was a huge amount of money. And we have the same debate in Europe. We tell, that money doesn't go only for the banks and for the bonus of the CEOs and executives in these banks. It must get back to the people, because ultimately it will be people who will pay for that. But there are two things. First, these $700 million and more than $1,000 billion in Europe, it was put on the table in September at a time where there was a really scary situation. And if it's like when your house is burning, you put the water and you try to extinguish the fire, and after you discuss about who owns the house and who pay for the water and so on. But when there is a fire, first you have to extinguish it, and that's what happened in September and in the beginning of October. That's the first point. Now that the situation is going on, the fire was extinct, but there is still a very important danger, and the economic crisis is going on. We have to have a discussion about the use of that money, but I would say it's what we are discussing now by your radio and in the media and by all the way by which people can be are able to talk and to try to tell that very clearly. But, you know, there will be also one thing. Once again, there is a change with your new president, and I expect that he will listen to what we are telling, and he knows also that there is all that money on the table, and if there is no, by a way or one other, if that money is not getting back to the people, is not giving back to the people, there will be a huge disorder in your country and in our countries, because there would be a lot of homeless people, there would be many people without jobs, and there would be a rebellion, there would be disorders, there would be really the possibility of the collapse of the society. And I imagine that the people in the power understand that. And after all, you have elected this man not because he was paid by Warren Buffett or the Hyatt hotel chain or this kind of people. You elected him because you felt that he was a different guy and that his agenda was really different. And now I imagine that people who have elected will go on to tell what we are telling now, and we will ask him to respect his promise.
Well, do you think that he's going to do it? I mean, realistically, is he going to listen to the people who put him in power, the people who gave him the $750 million, or is he going to listen to the people who can clamor all they want to? But I mean, we have a massive police force in America. We have a massive police state. We have over 2.3 million people in prison today. Many of them are there because they spoke out about what was going on. Government employees who tried to reveal what was going on, and they ended up going to prison. And certainly we have the British brought a brigade back from Iraq, a military brigade of soldiers trained to kill. And they've assigned them to the Office of Homeland Security. So there is any unrest in this country, why they can bring the military in and put it down. Certainly Obama has talked about a massive expansion of the police force so that we will have order in this country. So is he really concerned about what the people feel, or is he more concerned about keeping order? And I would think that somebody from Europe had seen what had happened in Germany during the 30s when we had a man who came in and promised change and then expanded the police and military force over the people. I'm concerned about an all-powerful government that will take away freedom. But when we get back, I'd like to get your thoughts on could that power be misused?
Founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning is Mr. Kemp, who's written the book, How the Rich Are Destroying the Earth. How can people get copies of your book?
Sorry?
How can people get or purchase copies of your book?
It is in the bookstores and in Barnes and Nobles and in independent bookstores. And in fact, it is well distributed and by Amazon, of course, but it's better to go to the bookstores and to the independent bookstores when it is possible to support them, because they are doing a very important job to help the book and to help the independent thinking. But
now,
it is,
do you have
in the
web
market
page or anything of that sort that you'd like to get out?
Oh, sorry, once again.
No, do you have a web page, a place on the internet where you advertise the book and talk about the book?
Yes, but it is mainly in French because
okay.
you know that, yes.
That won't help.
So on Chelsea Green Publishing, they have a website, and there is a lot of information about the book.
At the web, that would probably be on the Amazon website?
Yes, first Amazon website and the Chelsea Green website.
I Chelsea Green website, and that's C-H-E-L-S-E-A Green. Chelsea
yes.
Green is would be one word, and www.chelseagreenprobably.com.
Yes.
And, or you can certainly look it up on the Internet and get links to the site. But certainly here in the United States, people are very, very concerned about these concepts of freedom. And we're concerned about an all-powerful government, which, of course, Mr. Obama suggested a massive expansion of police force here, so we would have a police force here as powerful as our own military. And of course, many people feel that that power could be misused. Can we ever trust government not to misuse power?
I agree with that. And by the way, in the book, I explain that the oligarchy distrusts now the democracy. In the previous time, during the growth of the capitalism, capitalism and free market economy was associated with democracy. And democracy and free market economy grew at the same time. But you are right. Since, I would say, 1990, I mean, during the last 20 to 30 years, progressively the oligarchy began to consider that democracy was not so important and that freedom was not so important and that you could have a strong economy and a distribution of income which would be interesting for the wealthy people without democracy and without freedom. And you are right, and there are too many people in the jails, and it is not because they are dangerous. It's a way to oppress the poor people and to prevent them to get into rebellion. There are a lot more police, there are securities and so on. And it's true in the United States, and it's also true in Europe, and we have that problem. But at the same time, I hope that we can reverse the trend. I'm not sure we will be able, but I think that we can reverse the trend, and by a democratic way, that is, by elect people who will not accept that, but also by having strong civil rights movement to oppose that. I would give an example. In France, more and more there is a possibility to take the genetic fingerprinting of the people who protest in the streets. And there is a movement to refute that. And when you are taken by the police when you protest in the street and you say, okay, I refuse to have my genetic fingerprinting. And I mean, it's a battle. It's a fight. It will not happen by the top, by Washington DC or by the power, the people in the power. It will happen because we are able to collectively fighting against the diminishing of the freedom. And after that, I am still enough confident, trustful in the democratic system to think that our fighting to preserve the freedom will be listened by the power and transcribed in law.
Well, of course, in Europe, you have the European Union, and the European Union is ever increasing its power over all the countries there, even though the people in France had voted that they didn't want to go along with the new European Union constitution. People in Denmark did, people in Ireland did. The elite who run the European Union simply ignore what the people want and of course are ever increasing their bureaucratic power. And even the people, and I know people who have been elected to the Parliament of the European Union, tell me they have no power at all. Everything is run by a massive bureaucracy that it dominates what's going on. How do the French people feel about the European Union and its effort to simply take away the sovereignty of your nation and impose the rule of a massive bureaucracy, of a Soviet bureaucracy over the people of France?
No, it's not a Soviet bureaucracy, but it is kind of bureaucracy. But anyway, government is not a bad thing by itself, but it may be a bad thing. But in Europe, we do not have the idea that government is a bad thing by itself. And relating to the European Union, we are in an ambiguous feeling. First is that Europe is also very important to unite us. I mean, you know that there have been those two terrible wars during the 20th century, and it was basically between France and Germany, and then there were UK and other countries. And it was so cruel, it was so bad, that really we wanted to make peace and to unite and to find a way to cooperate and to be friends. And really, I think that we are succeeding to do that. But at the same time, we want to be European, but we want to keep our personalities, our identities, to have good food in France, to have other things in Germany, to have nice things in the UK or in Spain, and how to get united and to be peaceful, and at the same time to preserve the identities of every country and the freedom of every country. That is our challenge, and you are right, there is a big struggle between the elite, between the oligarchy and the people, because the people doesn't accept a Europe which is more and more a free market, which is more and more capitalist, and which is more and more deregulated. And, well, once again, it's a political battle. I mean, I do not have precise solution, but I have the deep feeling that we are now in a time where the things are changing, where more and more people are understanding how the ecological crisis is important, how the social situation is unfair, how our democracy is in danger, and people begin to move and to cry and to shout and to fight and to act collectively. And the issue is there. When we can act collectively, we succeed, but if we don't try to act, it is not possible. I will just take you one example. It was several years ago when there was that question of war in Iraq, and you know that there was a huge pressure from the power, from the people in the power, to get with the United States of Mr. Bush in Iraq. But there were huge protests in the city,
we'll be right back
and
here.
Europe didn't go in Iraq. I mean, that's an example where the action of people can be effective.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Mr. Kemp, his book, How the Rich Are Destroying the Earth. And you were just mentioning the Iraq War. Certainly, the vast majority of the American people are against the war in Iraq, but that doesn't matter. The elite want to continue the war. How did the French people feel about the war in Iraq?
Well, very bad. And I was telling that before the stop. At first, the elite in European countries were willing to go with Mr. Bush in Iraq, but there have been huge protests in the streets in Madrid, in Spain, in Roma, in Italy, in Paris, in London, in Berlin, in Germany, and it helped really Mr. Chirac and Mr. Schroeder, who were the head of states in France and in Germany, to tell no. And by that action of the people, it was possible for us not to go in Iraq. And really, it's a good thing. And I think it helped you, and it helped the U.S. people, the American people, to understand that war in Iraq was not a good thing. That's an example where the action of people can be effective, can change the things. And of course, the feeling of French people toward the war in Iraq is that it is absolutely unfair, and it is not a good thing, and it has a very bad effect on all that situation in the Middle East.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think the vast majority of the American people feel that way. I think that probably at least 75 or 80% of the American people oppose the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it doesn't matter. The elite want to continue the war. They want to continue having a military presence in the Middle East. Even Mr. Obama talks about sending more troops into Afghanistan, into a war that we can never win. The last person who won a war in Afghanistan was Alexander the Great, and I don't see any Alexander the Great-like figures in America today. So, it's wonderful to say we can get out and we can demonstrate. We demonstrated against Vietnam, but mm-hmm. we got out of Vietnam when the elite wanted to get out of Vietnam. They put us into the war in Iraq. They've killed almost a million people there. And here in America, which is primarily responsible for that, the American people have gone right along with it and have allowed us to send our boys over there to be killed. And certainly, I'm glad that France and many of the countries of Europe have pulled their boys out, but our boys are still being killed and maimed and coming back seriously ill because of probably depleted uranium that's being used. But the million civilians who've been killed over there, totally never even mentioned by the controlled media. Do you have a problem in Europe with the media that does not tell the truth? Because here in the United States, our media is controlled by a few corporations, and they largely determine what the American people believe. Most people don't even understand that almost a million people have been killed in Iraq, and that figure is never mentioned by the controlled media.
Yes, we have also that problem that most of the media is controlled by corporation or by the state. At least in France, I cannot speak for the other countries, but in France, the first TV channel, which is very important, is controlled by a huge company. The second and third TV channel are controlled by the state, and Mr. Sarkozy is like Mr. Bush, so it is a very right-wing influence on the TV. And most of the newspaper, important daily newspaper, are owned by corporations. But Le Monde, which is the French daily newspaper where I worked, but it is really difficult to resist to the pressure of the corporation around us. Yes, we have a problem with the media, and you are perfectly right. It is one of the main important things, one of the main important things we have to solve, how to have media that is free and that are able to tell the people what is going on. And once again, to have the solution is very difficult. there is free media like your radio, there is internet, but that question of the media is of first importance.
And I think that this is really a worldwide problem. And what do you think of your president, or I don't know if he's president or prime minister, Mr. Sarkozy? Is he really a man of the people, or does he represent the elite?
No, he's a man of the elite. Really, his agenda was the agenda of billionaires, and his friends are the most rich people in the country. And he was really friendly with Mr. Bush, and he admired Mr. Bush and the United States of that under that aspect. And but the fact is, he won because the left in France was so weak that really he appeared stronger and more clear. And our problem was that the left did not want to put the social question on the table, did not want to put the question of the distribution of income on the table, and did accept completely the capitalist agenda. So Mr. Sarkozy could win. But there would be another thing. We have in Europe, maybe more than in the United States, a civil movement and the feeling that social security is important and that the government can be useful, and we have, I would mean our social system has not been destroyed by the elite as it has been in your country. So we have some strong points on which we can we can use to resist the pressure from the oligarchy, from the elite to go more in a capitalist agenda. And once again, now there is a very important fact, that is the fact that the financial and economic crisis was the proof that the capitalist, that the elite was completely unfair and had very bad policy. And that makes people thinking very, very much that we have to change the agenda of that policy.
Well, I'm sure this is the eternal battle between the people of great wealth and great power and the common people. The common people want to be free, and of course the oligarchy wants to rule over them. And certainly it's, whether it be kings or emperors or dictators, it's always the same battle. God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us this morning. I wish you well, and looking forward to getting your book.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I think you must understand that America is not a capitalist country. That term was created by Karl Marx, who was an agent of a secret society, the League of the Just. And this was a branch of the Illuminati, which was a continuation of the ideas of the ancient mystery religions, and the Gnostics transformed into the period of 1776 and then carried forward to the time of Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, or at least it was published in 1848. You must understand, we were to be a free enterprise system. What we have today, of course, is monopoly capitalism, dominating government. And how is it able to do it? Why, by influencing the monopoly capitalist control government that control the competition that allow the rich to get richer. The solution is not more government power. It's to take the power away from government. And, of course, in a truly competitive society, why we would have freedom, for instance. You could destroy the oil monopoly simply by putting a floor under the price of oil, and if you could guarantee a $25 or $30 a barrel of price for oil, why the competition would come in and would produce all the oil we need. It is only because if the competition comes in and tries to do that, the big oil monopoly, the cartel, will drop the price to $10 a barrel and destroy the competition. Once the competition is destroyed, they can raise the price again. That's what it's really all about. And, of course, the difficulty is most people don't understand that it is the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, that controls Mr. Obama, but they control McCain, too. They didn't give us a choice. You must understand that both parties are controlled by the same people. There really is a ruling elite, and behind that ruling elite are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to read it. And, of course, if you can't afford to get the book, it's $12.95 plus shipping. Why, of course, you can watch the DVD from which the book came. It's on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret. You need to hear our talk on the planned police state. You need to, of course, hear my talk on the oil deception. And, of course, there's a syllabus with each of those. My talk on the oil deception, you can get on CD. It'll be available by itself or with all of the talks that were given at our last conference. Excellent talks, I might add. I'm sorry all of you couldn't have been there. But we had a great turnout, great enthusiasm, great speakers, and we will have the CDs of the talks, and later we'll have the DVDs with the charts on it so that you can really understand what's going on. And as Pat Wood brought out so well in his talk, Pat Wood of the August Review, why, it was the trilateralists who were running both Obama and McCain, and you had the choice of which of their candidates you wanted to vote for. When you understand that, it all makes sense. But behind this are the powerful spiritual forces. If you get any of the items we've offered, we'll be glad to send you free of charge a copy of one of their pamphlets. When they explain what they're doing and how they work it, it's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy that Controls the Elite, who control the world. And Mr. Sikorsky of France and Mr. Bush of the United States, who incidentally belongs to a secret society, so secret he couldn't even discuss it, but don't feel bad. When he ran against Mr. Kerry in 2004, Mr. Kerry belonged to the same little secret society, only 15 new members a year. And there is an elite, and that's probably one of the branches of this elite. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-1. We are an attack from within today. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder.